Camouflage. The ability to blend into the environment is one of the most terrifying forms of military deception. The camouflage strategy can be applied to daily life in two ways. First, it is always good to be able to blend into the social landscape, to avoid calling attention to yourself, unless you choose to do so. When you talk and act like everyone else, mimicking their belief systems, when you blend into the crowd, you make it impossible for people to read anything particular in your behavior. Appearances are all that count here. Dress and talk like a businessman, and you must be a businessman. That gives you great room to move and plot without being noticed. Second, if you are preparing an attack of some sort and begin by blending into the environment, showing no sign of activity, your attack will seem to come out of nowhere, doubling its power. The hypnotic pattern. According to Machiavelli, human beings naturally tend to think in terms of patterns. They like to see events conforming to their expectations by fitting into a pattern or scheme. For schemes, whatever their actual content, comfort us by suggesting that the chaos of life is predictable. This mental habit offers excellent ground for deception, using a strategy that Machiavelli calls acclimatization, deliberately creating some pattern to make your enemies believe that your next action will follow true to form. Having lulled them into complacency, you now have room to work against their expectations, break the pattern, and take them by surprise. This tactic can be extended indefinitely. Once people feel you have deceived them, they will expect you to mislead them again, but they usually think you'll try something different next time. No one, they will tell themselves, is so stupid as to repeat the exact same trick on the same person. That, of course, is just when to repeat it, following the principle of always working against your enemy's expectations. Planted information. People are much more likely to believe something they see with their own eyes than something they are told. They are more likely to believe something they discover than something pushed at them. If you plant the false information you desire them to have with third parties in neutral territory, when they pick up the clues, they have the impression they are the ones discovering the truth. The more you can make them dig for their information, the more deeply they will delude themselves. Shadows within shadows. If you are trying to mislead your enemies, it is often better to concoct something ambiguous and hard to read as opposed to an outright deception. That deception can be uncovered, and enemies can turn their discovery to their advantage, especially if you think they are still fooled and act under that belief. You are the one doubly deceived. By creating something that is simply ambiguous, though, by making everything blurry, there is no deception to uncover. They are simply lost in a mist of uncertainty, where truth and falsehood, good and bad, all merge into one, and it is impossible to get one's bearings straight. Reversal. To be caught in a deception is dangerous. If you don't know that your cover is blown, now, suddenly, your enemies have more information than you do, and you become their tool. If the discovery of your deceit is public, on the other hand, your reputation takes a blow, or worse, the punishments for spying are severe. You must use deception with utmost caution then, employing the least amount of people as possible to avoid the inevitable leaks. You should always leave yourself an escape route, a cover story to protect you should you be exposed. If you become known as a deceiver, try being straightforward and honest for a change. That will confuse people because they won't know how to read you. Your honesty will become a higher form of deception.